Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
TV Party tonight! TV Party tonight!
Oh, it's September, so we got lots of new stuff in the pipeline on television. And Kritika Mallikarjuna is the senior editor of TV Guide. Been working hard the last couple of weeks getting us ready. What's the highlight of the new TV season, Kritika?
Oh, man, we actually have a lot of good pilots coming up, and one of them is premiering on Friday on Netflix, so I'm going to give you a little tease about it in a second.
Okay.
So we're kicking off this week, particularly with the return of American Horror Story, massive Ryan Murphy franchise show. And the great thing about this series is that it's an anthology, so like technically you don't really have to watch from the beginning. If you're an American Horror Story newbie, you can jump right into this season, and you might miss a reference here or two, but you know, each season is it's really its own self-contained story,
right? And that's so important here.
Yes. So this year, the theme of the season is 1984, which is a reference not only to, you know, George Orwell's like great famous book, but also it's the year that a bunch of really famous slasher movies came out. So this season is all about like a group of young adults and teens who go up to a summer camp. And the main thread is going to be like slasher movie tropes.
Interesting. Okay. And any surprises in it, or any surprise cast members? I mean, I remember it was Lady Gaga at one point that everyone was gaga over.
Yeah. There is an Olympic gold medalist joining the cast this year, Gus Kenworthy. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Yeah.
Okay. And then Friday, you mentioned the Netflix premiere. This is Criminal?
Yes, and this is probably one of my favorite shows coming out this fall. And of course, it's a little different because it's a Netflix drop. But Criminal is a really, really interesting sort of experiment for Netflix. It's basically set on the same set across all 12 episodes, and it's one interrogation room and two hallways in a police station. But the cool thing about this series is that each episode is a self-contained story of a detective and a criminal sort of going face-to-face across the interrogation table. And the whole show is sort of about that conversation mainly, and the show is split into four segments. So there's three episodes in the UK with a UK staff that the detectives will be the same in three episodes, but there'll be a different criminal in each episode. And then the other countries are France, Spain, and Germany. And it's a very cool experiment. And it's like, if you're the kind of person that likes movies like A Few Good Men, where it's really about an intellectual battle of wits, you'll probably love Criminal.
So it's not boring. Because it sounds could be boring.
It could be boring, but I find it really riveting. And there's some really great talent in there, like Hayley Atwell and David Tennant.
Okay. And then we got the Emmys on Sunday.
Yeah, on Fox at 8 p.m. And, this is another year where nobody is hosting the show in its entirety. So it'll be interesting to see how they can, wrangle the show from end to end this year. And, with the last season of Game of Thrones and it being the last season of Veep, I think people are really tuning in to see how many awards both of those shows walk away with in their final season.
Does this show get high ratings every year? Or I mean, how does it stack up year to year?
Year to year, I would say that there has been of a downturn in the last like 5 to 10 years, but that's also because they stream it live on various websites. So I'm not sure if those include the streaming numbers or not. Yeah. I would anticipate that the streaming numbers are pretty high.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Kritika Mallikarjuna, the senior editor of TV Guide. Busy week for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.